John O'Hurley, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm the seventh most interesting man in the world.
The seventh most interesting man. Well, it's nice that you've quantified it like that. That's fantastic.
Only six people are having a better day than I.
Where are you this morning?
I'm in Houston, actually. I'm doing a charity golf tournament here yesterday.
Are you a big golfer, John?
I do. I play quite a bit.
Yeah. You do? What's your handicap?
I'm an 8.
Well, that's nice. So you do play a lot. That's great. I had no idea. I don't know much about you, but I do. I didn't know that you played pickleball. And I'm. Are you a good pickleballer?
Not very well. My son is very good, so I watch him, and he beats the old man up pretty severely.
We get to play if we get far enough in this pickleball tournament for charity against you and Billy Baldwin. And now, is Billy Baldwin your regular pickleball partner? Is what I would need
to
know.
No, Billy doesn't play very much either. This is going to be quite a pairing.
Isn't that great? John O'Hurley, you may know him best as Jay Peterman from Seinfeld. It says here you were born in Kittery, Maine. That's where. Do you ever get back to Maine?
All the time. Yes, I do. I try to get back there once a year at least. It's a favorite spot of mine. And I have a minimum daily requirement of shellfish.
Now, Kittery, is that where the outlets are?
Well, you may know it but for 200 years, it was the symbol of man's struggle against the sea.
Yeah.
The sea captains and the crews would disappear over the horizon every day to bring back their catch to their families and hopefully return with their lives as well. But you're right, today it's now known as the largest shopping outlet center in America.
Yeah, no, I spent some time in Kennebunk, beautiful part of the world. So now I know why they cast you as King Neptune on some of the SpongeBobs early on.
I still am actually doing, still taping.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have the new, the sequel to that. It's Patrick is called. He's got his own little sitcom, or not sitcom, but animated. So I'm King Neptune on that as well.
Oh, good. I love SpongeBob, the most positive person ever in the face of the earth, I think.
That's true. That's true. I also loved, I'm on Phineas and Ferb as well. I don't know if you've ever watched that.
Of course. Really?
That was what I refer to as Seinfeld for kids.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you something, okay, about the Jay Peterman voice, that iconic pattern. What did you fashion that upon?
You know, when they first gave me the catalog to read, they said, we just wanted to sound the way the catalog is written, as though this is just, you know, coming out of his mouth all the time. And if I was reading the catalog, it sounded like a bit of a 40s radio drama combined with a bit of a bad Charles Kuralt. So that's how it kind of took on its shape, and he became more and more of a lunatic, I think, as the series went on.
When you first were cast in that part, was it supposed to be a recurring part or not?
It was just a guest star, just a one-shot guest star, and by the end of the episode, she was working for the company, and voila.
Isn't that great, though? That must be.
Here we're talking about a 25 years.
I know, and it must be wonderful as an actor to know that you did a role, you played a role that well that they couldn't live without you.
Well, let me put it this way: it was no one had more fun than I did, and I couldn't wait each week to see what they had written.
It sounds like such a nice life. So, what are you doing now? You said you're doing some of the SpongeBob stuff. You're doing
charity work. The country. I have a one-man show that I tour the country with. It's called A Man with Standards, and I wrote it about. It's a musical that I wrote about 5-6 years ago, and I tour the country with that. It's been nominated several times for best show. It's a fun show. It's the stories of my life, set to the music of the 50s and the 60s, Sinatra and Moon River, Mancini, you know, that stuff. The songs of the Great American Songbook. So I tour the country doing that. I've actually been up in Toronto a few times doing it.
Tell me about your voice, how you sound now compared to, say, how you sounded in high school. Like, is this something you developed over the...
My voice was the last one to change when I was 16 years old.
Really?
It was the absolute last one to change. But oddly enough, at that time, and this must be, again, the late 60s, I was enamored by the sound of the great DJs at the time. They all had these wonderful voices that were very musical and went up and down like this, and I just enamored by the sound of their voice. So I think my first connection to voice, if you will, was because of the DJs.
Yeah, they really, you know what, that kind of sound is a lost art. It's not valued like it was back in the day.
No, it wasn't. But in truth, I mean, my voice is unique. I studied voice, and I studied opera, and so I understand, you know, how to use my voice, how to place it and play with it, and because it's a musical instrument, and I regard it as such. But my voice is no different than anybody else. Back in the 40s, the 50s, I mean, they all studied. I mean, most of them came from radio. Most of the great actors you ever talked to always came from a radio background.
Well, it's interesting you say that because, you know, I've been doing radio now for 40 years, yet I've tried to do cartoons and so on and voiceovers, and there's a big difference between being a radio announcer and an actor, because you really, when you're voicing King Neptune, you really need to be a good actor, obviously.
Well, you do. I mean, I would say yes, because you need to have the expansion of the voice. The voice can go anywhere and do anything.
Yeah, what does that mean, the expansion of the voice? How do you do that physically?
Well, I can start it on any note.
Huh.
I can start it up here, or I can bring it all the way down if I want. You know, it's a musical instrument, so I just regard it as such, and you know, whatever occurs to me at the moment is where my voice will go.
Is this what you always knew you were going to do? Is this what your parents wanted you to do?
At the age of 3, I knew exactly when people would say, what are you going to be when you grow up? And I would always say, I would put my hands on my hips, I would point to the black and white TV in the corner of the room, and I would say, well, I am an actor, so that's what I'm going to be. I mean, I just knew I was an actor.
I wanted to be a milkman, so much I knew. Just looked like fun to drive the truck. John, it's a pleasure to meet you, and it's going to be nice. I don't know, so many people will enjoy meeting you in Montreal this weekend at the Smash Out to Cancer fundraiser at LCC. And
wonderful fundraiser and a wonderful cause as well.
Yeah, I wish you a great trip and, good golf today. Hope you play well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Enjoy to talk to you.
Enjoy. That's John O'Hurley. You know him as Jay Peterman from Seinfeld. Smash Out Skin Cancer Celebrity Pickleball Tournament with Billy Baldwin and John O'Hurley. That's this weekend, Saturday, April 27th at Lower Canada College.